that we would be done to now. This passage of scripture kind of may not long ago, it's going to go away. And we're going to read it. Very familiar scripture. Now, I preach from this, maybe different than that, I don't know. But it's still there. It won't go away, and I don't want it to. Man, the whole book is there, and it won't go away, and I don't want to. I can go back tomorrow and read, and I can go back the next day and read, and it's bread for the soul.
Amen.
It's a light to my path. Gets me through this troubled time. In Isaiah 35, verse 8, the Bible goes kind of like this. And there, and an highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring man, no food, shall not err therein. No lions shall be there, or any ravenous beasts shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there. But the redeemed shall walk there, and the remnant of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and strife shall flee away. I remember whenever I was lost, and it seemed like every road that I would travel would lead to trouble and sorrow and disappointments. But now whenever I prayed through, and I prayed through to Christ, and He forgave this soul, He put me up on the highway. This highway is called the highway of holiness. I'm glad to be called up on the highway of holiness. The unclean, the Bible said, will not walk their own. But everlasting joy. Ain't no wonder that we rejoice because we're walking up the King's highway. We're walking up the highway. The everlasting joy I will be there. No sorrow. No strife. I shall walk there. No unclean thing. I shall not be able to walk up on the highway of holiness. Leading from this world to the world. Beyond yonder. Beyond death. But we have to go through the doorway of death. No wonder that the saints of God, the redeemed, is walking on the highway of holiness. I'm glad tonight to be walking on the highway of holiness. Let me tell you tonight, the Bible said, I'd enter in at the straight gate. There is a way. My brother is straight and narrow. But nothing but the redeemed shall walk there. I know tonight that this world is filled with sorrow, disappointments, sickness, whatever the devil throws their way, discouragement, people, this world is filled with discouragement. The devil, I want you to be discouraged along the way. I'm here to tell you there's joy in serving God.
Amen.
There's joy. joy in serving God. Why? Because he said, ask and it shall be done. Seek and it shall be opened. Listen, there is a way. The Bible that seemeth right unto a man. But the end thereof is the way of death. I'm here to tell you today, if you continue on this highway of holiness, you'll never die the second day. Oh, listen. What about them? I'm telling you, and Isaiah said, because ye have said, we have made a covenant with Dale, with death, when in with hell, are we at agreeance, when the overflowing scourge shall pass through, it shall not come unto us, for we have made lies, and refuge, under a falsehood, how we hid ourselves. Brother, listen, it may be all right in this world. You make all the covenants you want to, but unless you got your account settled with the Lord Jesus Christ, you'll not walk up this highway of holiness.
That's right.
Listen. No unclean thing. There's people that's even think that they made agreement with death and with hell. They're in agreement. But it won't stand up refuge. They have hid themselves. And listen, the refuge will not pay off. Listen, the Bible said, for the bed is shorter than that a man can stretch himself on it. And the cover is narrower than that he can wrap himself in it. Listen, there is just no rest for the ungodly. The ungodly, listen, is hell-bound tonight. It's as sure as the world. You say, preacher, you not ought to talk that way. But I'm telling you, except we got our name written in the book of life, and we're prayed up, packed up, and walking the straight and narrow way with great joy. Listen, because there's a home that waits there coming. There's a home. We got something to look forward to. Jesus said, let not your hearts be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. Why, he said, in my Father's house are many mansions. What something to look forward to. My. Listen. He said, if it wasn't so, I'd told you. I believe that Jesus would have told us if it would not have been so. He said, I'm going away and prepare a place for you. Listen. If you're tonight a man that's just living in a loose life, any old thing will be all right. Brother, listen. The bed he lays down on is shorter than he can stretch himself on. And the cover is narrower than a man can wrap himself. I'm glad to be covered by the blood of the Lamb. It's wide enough. It's long enough. If you're safely saved, the bed you lay down on, you'll not be a tossing and turning. Measurable, but you can lay down, safely go to sleep, in the arms of Jesus.
Yes.
I'm glad to be on that road tonight.
Amen.
Listen, there's people would even think that they can make an agreement. Even Jesus was led up in the wilderness. The devil even attempted to try to beguile him, try to deceive him. But listen, he said, a man, I will not live but by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God.
Amen.
These are they that's traveling up the heavenly highway. I'm glad to be on the heavenly highway tonight.
Amen.
I'm glad that I can go to sleep in Jesus. I can wake up in Jesus. And all through the day, I can travel hand in hand. The Holy Ghost, I will lead me from this dark world to the whatever. We can say hello, glory. I wasn't going to say all of that. But I'm glad to be saved, don't you?
Amen.
We ought to be the happiest people they are. I'm happy on my journey. And brother, I'm on my journey. Well, I just talked to Jesus a while ago. He said everything was all right. Yeah. It ain't been just a few minutes. We bowed down, we talked. I to the Holy Ghost. I through the Holy Ghost. I talked to Jesus. In the name of Jesus, there's a lot of names in this world. There's a lot of names, but there's not another name. No, not one. Not another name under heaven whereby a man can be saved. It was he that went to the cross. It was he that suffered, bled and died, that we might have joy and have it, and have life and have it more abundant. He was the one that went there to bleed and die.
Yes, thank you.
Listen, one of you other preachers got something to add to that? You come on, will you? I want to ask Eric to get a song. I want to stand. If you have a need tonight, if you can't lay down of a night,